This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I mentioned in the first hour that actor John Leguizamo, who's a B-list actor at best, says, F Thanksgiving. Then he went on to talk about Indigenous Peoples Day or some other nonsense. And as I said, what's he got to be thankful for, right? Great career, a country that's delivered in every way. Every person, Indigenous or otherwise, is benefited over the greatness of this country and what it has become. There's no greater country on the planet than this one. Technologically, medically, all of it. You name it, America has done it. And we continue to innovate because there's this thing called the American spirit that you will recognize during Thanksgiving. And I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving today. I wasn't even going to do a show today. I'll be honest with you, I wasn't. We'll probably just, I don't know, we may do the same show tomorrow. Because I wasn't going to do a show. I figured, why should I do a show on Thanksgiving? I need to be enjoying Thanksgiving like everybody else. But I decided, you know what? I want to remind us that we have a lot to be thankful for. Oh, I know. These people stole the 2020 election. They stole the 22 midterms. And they're just thieves. They don't care about tradition. Look at Leguizamo. You think he's the only one that F Thanksgiving, F Columbus, F this, F that. They have, let me tell you, they are ingrates because they have holes in their souls. They are hateful people. No matter how well their lives are going, they refuse to see the bright side. I hearken back to Philip Seymour Hoffman, who gets home. He can't wait. His nanny's had his kids all day. He gets home. First thing she does, she takes the kids to the park. And you know what this guy does? He shoots up with heroin and overdoses in a bathroom and comes back. His kids come back and he's dead. Anthony Bourdain. Dude's got a job. He's a chef. Good looking guy. Gallivanting all around the world, eating the most exotic foods, reporting on it. What more, what better life could this guy want? He's doing that's the Supreme Court of cooking. He gets to go look at everything that's out there, every technique, all of it, and bring it back. And what's he do? He's on one of his deals and kills himself. And I could go on. Many of them, they have the world on a string, killing themselves. It's pathetic. It's sad. It's sad because you're trying to figure out, I mean, at least I am, what does it take to make you guys happy? What does it take for you to go, you know what? I'm good. I'm cool. I will recognize reality. And I'm going to get into their reality here in a bit. But I do recognize reality. It doesn't happen. Because as I say, they have a hole in their souls. And nothing can fill it unless they renounce their evil. In their evil ways. But the allure of the worldly things won't allow them to leave. They like their yachts. They like their galas. They like their adulation. They love that stuff. And look, I don't know how close you've been to it. I've been idolized. It feels good, but look, the best compliment I got that I tend to get in this area, I was with a friend of mine, talking with a friend of mine. He says to me, he says, Kev, man, he goes, you are a celebrity, whether you like it or not. I still chuckle at the idea. He says, but you are by far the most approachable of, and this guy knows a lot of very powerful people. He's like, you are by far the most approachable. You don't act like it's a big deal to be around. He goes, man, it's refreshing to see. And I go, the reason why I act that way is because it isn't a big deal. There is nothing you're going to tell me to make me go, oh, yeah, you're right. I am a big deal. I'm so glad God will not let me get into that frame of mind where I think that I'm such a big deal. I'm not an idiot. I know when I come places that, you know, there's a bit of celebrity that comes with it. I understand it. But if you think it's going to, oh, look at me, I've walked into a room. Let me tell you, there are places, there are people that are the best skateboarders in the world. They come into a room, they come into a grocery store, nobody knows them, maybe a couple of kids. If that's what you're thriving, if that drives you, shame on you. It takes courage, commitment, persistence, and selflessness to not care about the trappings of the world. And I wish I could tell you I've been this way my whole life, because I haven't. I haven't. I wanted those things, boy. I mean, I would have loved to own a private. I mean, there's still a part of me that goes, yeah, I'd love to have a private plane. I don't want to pay for it. I want somebody to give it to me and give me the pilot and the maintenance. But it's not something that drives me. Oh, I'm flying private. Ooh, look at me. I'd love to be able to do it. I've done it, you know, with the virtue of friends. But it doesn't drive me. I'm not going, ooh, I can't wait to get invited to this or that. I understand what we have to do in order to accomplish things. And yes, you have to be in front of those types of people, and you have to know how to carry yourself in front of them. But it doesn't drive me. And I don't get in front of those folks and get all, ooh, there's a billionaire. He's a billionaire. He's a multimillionaire. I go in there like I'm a good, we are all equal. We're all equal. You might have more money, but I might have more sense. But see, leftists don't possess qualities of commitment, persistence, courage, and selflessness. No, they're cunning. They're manipulative. They're self-serving. That's what they're about. And if they're truthful to you, they will tell you that. They would say to you up front, listen, don't get into business with me. Don't. Because I'm manipulative, I'm cunning, I'm self-serving. I'm going to be looking for ways to get mine and you not get yours. If I need to, I will kick you to the curb. I will throw you under the bus. That's just the way I am. You still want to be in business with me? You still want to be my mate? Because one of these days, I'm going to put some arsenic in your tea, or I'm going to put some antifreeze in it, and you're just going to taste sweet, but you're going to start to feel bad after a few days and eventually die, because I'm going to kill you. I mean, they should just be up front. They don't want to do it, because, like I say, they wear their mask. But their view of Thanksgiving is, we won, we're winning, ooh, look at us, we're woke, I'm more woke than you, I'm virtue signaling over here or there, hoo-hoo-hoo. Good for them. You want to live a life of lies. Build your reputation or whatever, your life based on lies. Good luck, because it's going to catch you in the end. And in the next segment, I'm going to go over a series of these lies. And as I said in the first segment, tell me where this is all going to lead. Okay, you cheated in the election. You got Joe Biden as your president. Kamala Harris as your VP. You kept your Senate. Where is this going to end up for you? Well, I think I have the answer. Be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Listen up, guys. Are you experiencing any of the following? Fatigue, less drive, poor performance? If so, you may be one of the nearly 30 million men in the U.S. today dealing with ED. But did you know you don't have to pay hundreds for a prescription anymore? And you don't have to deal with the hassle of seeing the doctor or the embarrassment of going to the pharmacy for a certain pill. Now, with one free call, you can find out how Herbal Virility Max can help you feel like a man again. For over a decade, Herbal Virility Max has helped guys just like you put a smile back on their face with improved performance and drive. Call today and ask about our buy one, get one free offer.
Call 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. 800-485-0821. That's 800-485-0821.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA, insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Man, when I think about, you know, Thanksgiving and reflect on family and stuff like that, and we're doing a small Thanksgiving today, but my families are all, you know, extended family are all celebrating, and a lot of them are getting together and things like that. I miss that. And what's cool about it is, with my family, there isn't the political thing. We still do. We have a lot of Democrats in the family, but we do get around it. And what's interesting is I'm not even exaggerating this. The smartest people in my family are all conservatives. The most accomplished in my family, every one of us are conservatives. The Democrats, they're doing okay. Got some professors and things like that. They're doing okay. But the ones who are really doing well, enjoying life, taking it to its fullest, are all conservatives. I'm not exaggerating that one bit. They're happiest. Most of us have achieved more financially than the others. But what really I rate it is, how happy are we? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Leftism is living a lie. We have lots of pastors in my family. I'll never forget Betty, one of my cousins. She was following my work, and she says, Kevin, I don't understand it. You know, you're saying all these things about the Democrats, and you're talking about abortion. We were on abortion. And this was during the time of Obama. And I said to her, yeah, you know, Obama, her husband's a pastor. She's very religious. And I said to her, yeah, well, you do know Obama's for partial birth abortion. He's for aborting a baby even on the birthing table. And she was, I didn't know. I go, yeah. And I mean, I'm not trying to tell you not to like Obama. You can like Obama. But that's one of his policies. So if it's a struggle between Obama and God, and you're going to tell me that you're all about the Bible and protecting life, et cetera, et cetera, then you can't be voting for Obama because he's not for life. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Maybe you'd like to have a beer with Obama, or in your case, a Coke or whatever. But that's what he's about. And it was funny because we were finally beginning to break through. And I think we did. I think I honestly believe she's probably not voting for Democrats anymore because they like killing babies. And again, I don't want to say that because there are a lot of women out there who've had abortions who are conservatives. You had a decision to make. You made a decision. But here's what I will tell you. You didn't make it lightly. That's the difference. The difference with the abortionists is they see abortion as just, it is an absolute, not even a question. You have to think about it. You go, oh my God, I don't want to do this, whatever. And I'm not going to, again, I'll tell people all the time, I'm not getting in the middle of somebody making a choice of what they want to do. As long as you understand what you're doing. If you say to me, Kevin, would you kill somebody? My quick answer is, hell yeah. Yes. If you're attacking me, if you're attacking my family, so there are circumstances where I will kill. I don't have any problem saying it. Other people, I don't know, Kevin. Okay, fine. If you want to lie to yourself and say, no, Kevin, there are no circumstances under which I would kill. You're a liar. That's just a lie. You have to be the biggest pacifist. You have to be Buddhist. And I'm talking about the highest order. Because there are circumstances where you'll kill. We say, you know, I know I hear it coming out of my mouth and it sounds really cruel. Oh, Kevin, it's a cure. Yeah. I don't have any problem saying it because it's a reality. So we got to get over this stuff. And you have to be able to understand that it's not an attack when somebody says, oh, this person killed a child. Okay, they killed a child. I don't know the circumstances. So I need to know that before I start getting into the details. But if you do it indiscriminately, I got a problem with it. But if you do it because you've thought about it and you've prayed about it and you've looked at your life and said, here's what I think I need to do, I'm not getting in the middle of that. I tell people all the time, I am a pro-life, pro-choicer. It's not my choice to tell you how to live your life any more than I'm going to tell you where to live or how to live. And I think if more people express that view somewhere in that way, in a lot of issues, leftists will go, you know what? I'm more conservative than I thought. We have to be less dogmatic. I did an event the other day. It was a bunch of evangelicals. It was on a pro-life event. And the lady who put on the event says, you know, Kevin, you offended a lot of my board members, and went on to tell me the thing. And I said, I don't really care. I said, I'll never do your event again, but I don't care. I didn't do anything offensive. But you know what it was? It was a bunch of sanctimonious Bible thumpers. The people that give Christians a bad name, Christ followers a bad name, because they're so sanctimonious. And she actually had the nerve to say to me, you offended people, some of the women because they'd had abortions. Well, you're a pro-life organization. What do you think I'm going to talk about? And I explained it just like that. I'm not condemning a woman that had an abortion. I don't know why you did it. The keynote speaker, it had two. And she admitted it. She says, I almost died. She worked for Planned Parenthood. Says she's finally come to grips with what she's done. Well, I've come to grips with her, too. I'm not going to be mad at her for what she did. She figured things out for herself. But don't think I'm going to change my views or I'm going to soften something down just to suit you. And the lady's a very nice lady, but I told her, you got to understand, I don't care. You hired me. I wish I could take it back, so I never did it, because I did it at a deep discount because I was trying to help her organization. But I would never do it again. I'm not living a lie. But see, leftists live their lies. They live a lie of, oh, Donald Trump colluded with the Russians, knowing that he didn't. And even when all the information comes out, they're still talking about it. They still want to believe the lie. They want you to believe the lie. I'm still waiting on Adam Schiff to provide all this detail he was supposed to provide. You want to know the other lie? Epstein killed himself. Yeah, so it's conveniently two security guards walk off duty. Epstein gets hung. And, you know, that's the end of it. They get a slap on the wrist. And all the people that Epstein had black book on died with him. But natural causes. What else have they lied about? Oh, the Wuhan lab leak, right? It was a leak. It was a rat. It was a bat. It was a whatever. And it didn't originate here. Yada, yada, yada. And then what do we find? Oh, everything that you suspected was true. The epicenter for COVID, a.k.a. Wuhan flu, Wu flu, which is what I call it, happened in the Wuhan region of China, and the fatwa got issued on don't you dare say that, when you can easily see the spread of it coming from Wuhan, China. And y'all, you know the outcome of the rest of it, and we'll get into some of it here in a bit. But fakes can't tell you the truth to save their lives. Remember Hunter Biden's laptop? It's a fake. It's part of a conspiracy. It's a Russian disinformation campaign, a misinformation campaign. How dare we accuse Hunter of doing something that Hunter would obviously do? When we come back, we'll go into more things that the left is fake.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
This is no time to walk away from Ukraine. Not at all. President Biden's comments on Thanksgiving while speaking to reporters on the Massachusetts island of Nantucket. This as House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, said there won't be a blank check for Ukraine as it fights a war against Russia. Biden making those remarks one day after authorizing another $400 million of your tax dollars in assistance to Ukraine. Twitter's new owner says getting rid of child exploitation is the social media platform's top priority. Musk tweeted that in response to a user. He added, folks should comment if they see anything else Twitter should tackle. In a separate tweet, Musk said users outside the United States will see big improvements in Twitter's speed. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Thanksgiving, folks. Be thankful for who you are. Be thankful for the people around you who genuinely love you. Be thankful if you're a conservative, because if you do have people around you, they do genuinely care about you. They love and they care about you. Leftists, on the other hand, are surrounded by thieves and crooks and scoundrels. They are always on the lookout. They got a job that one of their friends wants their job. If they got a man or a woman or whatever that one of their leftist friends wants that man or woman or whatever. If they got money in the bank, there's some one of their friends is trying to figure out how to get it. Sometimes through, a scheme, and sometimes by force. It doesn't matter. If you're surrounded by leftists, you are in a den of thieves. You are in a den of iniquity. And it's only a matter of time before it bites you. And you're going to be wondering, woe is me, and looking for, you ready? A higher power, something that can help you survive the disappointment that you're going to feel, that you feel, and that you will continue to feel if you stay in it. And many of them stay in it because they're afraid. They don't know where to go. And sadly, we as conservatives, we don't give them a lot of places to go. We don't tell them, hey, you could go here. We got you. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Leftism is a lie. You live a lie. Conservatism, you might be living a little bit of a lie, but you know you're living a lie. And at the very least, you're willing to make... take an inventory and say, you know what, I need to change this, do differently on this, whatever. But you're not going to fool yourself, because you only have a limited time on earth. Why are you living it fooling yourself? Why don't you live it on truthfully? I was listening to Jordan Peterson, and he was talking about relationships, and he was talking about a strong relationship in that whatever you want to build this deep relationship with a person, right? And that requires vulnerability. It requires you being able to tell the truth. And he says, and using sex as kind of the backdrop, he says, so if you want, a sexual and a deep relationship with your partner, which obviously becomes a sexual relationship, there's a level that you have to get to even to the point of saying, these are the things I want or need in that relationship. And it may be embarrassing to you. I mean, let me put it this way. If you're a dude that wants to, dress up as Wonder Woman with your mate, as strange as that is, if you have the type of relationship with that person, they would say, fine, I'm going to go buy you the Wonder Woman outfit. Now, as I say that as a guy, I go, well, that's kind of freaky. That's weird. It is weird. But your mate that accepts you would say, I don't have a problem with that. Now, I'm not advocating transsexuality or cross-dressing or whatever. I don't care. Think about what you want. It's just an example. But I'm saying to have that level of depth of understanding and communication is an important thing. And that's what Jordan Peterson was saying, is that level of truth gets you that level of depth in a relationship. And a lot of people can't do that. Many conservatives can't do that. I'm going to tell you right now, many of you can't. And there are areas of my life I can't, but we're working on it, right? Because that's where you get the depth. That's where you get what it is that you want out of this little respite that we have, you know, whatever's next for us. But whatever this little piece is, if you want to maximize it, you're practicing right now, right? Think of it as practicing. You're practicing to get to the point where you can go to the next level to put it into play. The second birth, as they like to call it. But leftists can't do that. They can't do it. They have to colorize. They have to paint stuff differently. They have to put put something different on something. They put a different face on it because the face they have on it is not good. And I just went through all these different things where they demonize Trump with Russian collusion. They don't want to expose who was involved with Epstein, so he killed himself. They don't want to tell us that the Chinese are the reason why they use the Chinese in this virus in order to get after Trump, because the ends justify the means. They told us that Hunter Biden's laptop was a fake because that was going to help them to finish off the orange man and make America hate Trump. And I could go on. Oh, and by the way, in case you missed it, Hunter Biden, he's a Renaissance man. He's a painter who can sell paintings for what the greats sell paintings for. What's a Hunter Biden going to be worth in 20 years, 50 years, 100 years? Will he be studied in college as one of the, is he going to be considered an impressionist art? What type of art is Hunter ushering in? So, if you believe the left, though, he's a Renaissance man. His art is worth $500,000. And it's so coveted that people shouldn't know who got it. Well, I suspect people shouldn't know who got it, because what we'll find out is the people who bought it are faking what its actual value is so they can put it up for insurance purposes and destroy it later. But meanwhile, they get props because they get access to the big guy. Going back on Wu Flu. So we were told this, right? You ready? Vaxes will prevent COVID. If you get vaccinated, it'll prevent COVID. And at first it was just suggested that you get vaccinated. But then they decided to mandate it. Because then we were told, if you get the vax, it'll prevent transmission. Well, guess what? It didn't either. It didn't prevent you from getting it, and it didn't prevent you from transmitting it. How many people died? How many people are still dying? Have they shared this data with you openly? Have they said, you know what, we're going to do an analysis of the VAERS data and show you what's really happened. We're going to look at side effects. We're going to let America and the world know exactly what this vax did. Because let me tell you, the outcome of COVID is nothing. A few people died, and now we aren't getting the regular updates. We aren't getting the news flashes about COVID and how deadly it is in the next variant, because the ruse is over. They suck $6 trillion out of the economy. They have people on scared to death. They set us up for the next big one that's going to come on lies. Lies that the vaccine would prevent it, and the vaccine would stop you from getting being transmissible. And then what did they do? They forced people. They scared them into actually getting this death poke. And now we're dealing with sudden adult death syndrome. You can't go on the news. Go on the news in the last week. You know what you're going to find? Hollywood person, 32 years old, suddenly dies. Hollywood person in this show, 43, suddenly dies. So-and-so, 27, suddenly dies. 29, athlete. Or whatever. And you want to know what they all have in common? You know. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, remember when they told us ivermectin was a horse dewormer? Well, what do we learn now? The CDC is backtracking. Well, we never said that the ivermectin wouldn't work and hydroxychloroquine. No, we never said. We never told doctors that they couldn't give it out. Do you know how many doctors would not write a prescription for ivermectin or hydroxychloroquine? Many of them wouldn't. They were, I'll lose my medical license. And many of them just were part of the left, the woke generation, and said, well, I'm not writing you a prescription for that. That doesn't do anything. And what do we learn? We learn that more leftist lies. It does work. Son of a gun. Who knew? Well, Malawi knew. Malawi and other countries in Africa, by the way, in case you didn't know this, Africa's only 6% vaccinated. 6%. Well, ivermectin was supposed to be killing off black folks. Why aren't all these Africans dying? Oh, I guess it was only American black folks, huh? Well, why are we still got a bunch of American black folks here? You follow me? Well, using their logic, men can get pregnant. Right? Didn't you learn that? It's another one of the lies that they're telling because they're promoting transgenderism. Men can get pregnant. No, they can't. Here's another lie. You ready? George Floyd, he's a hero. He's a hero. This guy deserves statues. This fentanyl, drug-addicted guy trying to pass $20 bills and not giving up willingly. I'll get it out. Not giving up willingly. Gets himself killed. I don't know if you saw, but the officer who had his knee on his neck actually had his knee on George Floyd's shoulder. They show it from a different view. But media hype, he had his knee on his neck. He's holding this man down. He's trying to kill him. And they said, oh, they had a beef, man. They were working together, and, you know, his bouncers, and he had a beef against George Floyd, and he hated black folks, and blah, 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 blah. Oh, by the way, Michael Brown Jr., he's a good kid on his way to college, right? According to Al Sharpton, black people don't commit crimes. I'm just giving you some of the truisms of the left. Oh, and we all know Harvey Weinstein was the only sex abuser in Hollywood, right? Who else could there be? I mean, after all, he had 3 decades of doing it. There was no room for any other players in that deal. Oh, did you know guns kill people, not leftists? Inflation doesn't exist. Inflation is transitory. Okay, inflation exists, but suck it up. Okay, inflation exists, but it's good for you. Recession needs to be redefined under Biden. And oh, let's not forget, Joe Biden doesn't suffer from cognitive inabilities or cognitive dissonance or cognitive whatever. He's as sharp as they come, as healthy as ever. I'll leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. and as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Oh boy, we got a shopping season to look forward to, don't we? With all these layoffs coming, Silicon Valley people getting laid off at Twitter, at Facebook, I'm sorry, Meta, at Amazon, and other places. We've got FedEx who's now saying we're not going to have as we're going to lay off shippers. the people to actually deliver products? Is that due to competitive stuff with Amazon? I don't know, but I can tell you this. The idea that you're a shipping company and you're laying off shippers during the holidays. This was in the Delaware Republic. Market Watch predicts this season won't be quite as jolly as last year for merchants when sales soared nearly 14% to a record-shattering $942.6 billion, according to the National Retail Foundation. Well, it sounds good, right? Oh, Kevin, Joe Biden had a great year in 2021. Okay, let's remember. He rode the wave of Trump, and then the bottom fell out. I talked about it earlier. Joe Biden, it was over a stock market that had grown 20-something percent, and then he went against all of Trump's policies, boop, and now the stock market's down 1.2%. Well, if you think that things are going to stay that they were in that first year when Joe Biden was riding on the coattails at the wind of Donald Trump in his sales, you're wrong, number one. And number two, inflation started kicking in. So what happened during that period of COVID was everything was missing. There was nothing there. People bought what they could buy. Think about how much toilet paper you bought in the year 2021. How much extra food did you buy? So they called it a record-shattering year season. It was record-shattering because whatever was on the shelves was taken off the shelves. But now they got to face the music. Here's what they said. This year, the NRF forecast sales between $942.6 billion and $960 billion. They said consumers plan to spend an average of $833 for gifts and holiday items such as decorations and food. Deloitte predicts a decline of 5% overall in spending for gifts and other holiday purchases. However, Deloitte's survey also includes expenditures on experiences and an increasingly popular category, with a 7% increase in spending on entertainment, restaurants, concert tickets, and close-to-home travel. Factoring in experiences, Deloitte forecasts typically the consumer will spend $1,460, which is flat from last year. Now, let me just tell you what all that gobbledygook means. What it means is they're hopeful that it stays flat. If it does stay flat, they're saying it'll be because people have gotten spending in this other category, which is entertainment, restaurants, concert tickets, and close-to-home travel, because they can't do the other stuff. This isn't a rosy picture. I'll put it that way. Trump, year over year, broke record after record after record. And he would have broken the record that we talked about in 2021 that they're giving credit to Biden. That's Trump's record. But now what you're going to see this year is you're going to see a dip. I'm going to make you a bet that they don't hit that same mark that they hit last year, in spite of inflation having gone up another 15 to 20% this year. Oh, Kevin, it was only 8.3%. That's what they reported. Okay, fine. If you believe that, you keep going. But it isn't. It's closer to 20%. I think they'll be lucky to hold steady. And if they do hold steady, what it means is 20% of that number comes because everything else was blown into proportion. Everything was more expensive. So here's Target. This is ugly. The retail giant reported a 52% drop in third quarter profits and a cheerless forecast for holiday sales. Here's what CEO of Target said. Consumers are feeling increasing levels of stress driven by persistently high inflation, rapidly rising interest rates, and a sense of uncertainty about their economic prospects. Among shoppers' economic concerns, they write, the highest mortgage rate interest in 20 years and a 13% spike in credit card balances, the weightiest debt in two decades. Now, of course, folks, this is the reason why Joe Biden won. He had the best midterm ever because of this rosy outlook. Because of that amazingly dismal stock market. Because of the surge in crime, etc. Yeah, that's what it is, right? Speaking of which, I alluded to this in the first hour. I said, okay, so you're going to go out and spend your $833, which is what one person, one group predicts, or your $1,460, which is what another one predicts, put adding in some other stuff. That's what you're going to average during the holiday season. Well, there's another group of people out there who aren't going to do it the way you do it. See, you're going to go out, you're going to get your credit card, you're going to get your, you know, little money out of your 401k or whatever to make sure little Johnny and little Susie get what they need for Christmas and what have you. And you're going to go spend your money. You're going to go do it the right way. But there's another group of people out there who are going to be shoplifting. And let me tell you who isn't going to care about it. The Democrats. They don't care that these people are going to go in and they're just going to steal. According to Forbes, shoplifting is costing retailers nearly $100 billion each year. And they say it's organized crime that's doing it. No, it's not the little guys. It's organized. Who cares? I don't care whether it's a little guy or it's organized or if it's a bunch of organized little guys. What does it matter? It's theft. And you know who condones it? The Democrats. Every time they implement legislation that says you can steal up to $1,000, I think it's $950 in California and elsewhere. And by the way, California is not the worst state. I was actually shocked to find that out. Many states have these same laws. So you can go in, you can steal, it's a misdemeanor. Then they do these smash and grabs where, you know, they get 100 kids, they run into a Walmart, take everything they can. I don't know why you choose Walmart. I'd probably do Neiman's, but you run in, you take everything you can, you run out. Because they can't get everybody is the feeling, right? It's like the wildebeest crossing over the Nile, and those crocodiles are waiting. And the wildebeest are numbering the hundreds of thousands or whatever, so they start crossing, and the crocodiles end up getting, what, 50, 100 of them? But at the end of the day, all the wildebeest, most of them cross. $100 billion in what is known in the retail industry as shrinkage. Shrinkage. Now, the sales that they expect to occur in the record-shattering year of 2021 was $942.6 billion. So what is $100 billion? Let's just round it up for easy math. So let's say that it was $1 trillion of business that was done in the record-shattering, and you have $100 billion that's also part of that's been stolen. So clearly, 10%, a minimum of 10% is just stolen. So take that off of the $942 billion and make these people have to go buy it legitimately. And, you know, I'd love to be having that conversation. Well, we're never going to have it because the ecosystem created by the Democrats that allows for people to get away with this theft is not going to change. Get this, though. Retailers, on average, saw a 26.5% increase in organized retail crime incidents in 2021. Beyond theft of goods, 8 in 10 retailers surveyed reported that violence and aggression associated with incidents increased in the past year. So not only are people stealing the goods, they're being violent and aggressive. They said that kind of theft that's mostly happening isn't run-of-the-mill shoplifting. It's organized crime. They said organized crime groups target easily concealable, removable, available, valuable, enjoyable, and disposable items. The top categories being stolen are apparel, electronics, health and beauty accessories, and footwear. So they go on to say this. Target says it lost a whopping $400 million in profits last year thanks to organized crime gangs of shoplifters who have been systematically stealing merchandise from its discount stores. I have no sympathy for Target because they spend more time worrying about transgender bathrooms than they do worrying about the consumer. See, we're the ones paying for that. All that said, I still wish you a happy Thanksgiving, folks.
putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.